and welcome to the OneTrust Talks Tech podcast. This is episode number 66, recorded on June 23rd, 2025. My name is Roger Dean, and I work on the product team here at OneTrust, and I'm the host of this podcast. This episode will be dedicated to the new features in the 2025.05.2.0 release and the 2025.06.1.0 release. As always, just a quick reminder that this podcast reflects OneTrust's current expectations for product capabilities. Be advised that dates and features may be subject to change and should not be relied upon when making purchasing decisions. Okay, starting with the 2025.05.2.0 release, we're going to look at all the features that are out. First area is AI governance. There is one new feature that's general availability. It's add descriptions to assessment template tiles. Assessment template tiles that display on the launch assessment screen and on the assessment screen in the self-service portal have been redesigned to provide necessary context at a glance to help you easily differentiate between the various available templates. Each tile now includes a brief description along with labels that indicate the type of template and the current version of the template. By improving visibility of each assessment template's details, this enhancement reduces template selection errors and improves user confidence when launching assessments. In audit management, there are six new features that are general availability. The first is workflow rules for audit management objects. You can configure workflow rules for audit, work papers, and findings workflows to automatically advance the stages or change workflows based on event triggers and conditions. When you automatically advance through stages, you can set the workflow rules to run the current stage rules to provide more control and flexibility for the workflows. The next feature is routing rules for audit management objects. You can configure routing rules to automatically assign workflows upon the creation of audits, work papers, and findings. This functionality looks at the attribute values in newly created records and chooses a workflow that matches the defined value conditions. If no conditions match, the default workflow will be assigned. The third feature is stage rules for audit management findings. You can configure workflows to automatically generate an action upon stage advancement based on the details of the finding. The following actions are available for stage rules: send notification, create task. The fourth new feature is required attributes to advance stage. You can enable the set required attributes for this stage setting on the stage details tab of the workflow details screen to select the attributes required before entering the next workflow stage. This setting allows you to customize the title, guidance, and attributes that appear on the confirmation modal. The fifth feature is audit management workflow comments. You can provide comments on audit, work paper, and findings workflow stages to collaborate with internal teams. This provides users an opportunity to add a comment before moving to the next stage. You can also mark if a comment is required before the stage can be advanced. The last feature is audit management insights dashboards. You can utilize the audit management insights dashboard to analyze data captured across audits, work papers, and findings. This dashboard can be used to view insights related to finding, aging, and a Gantt chart view of your audit plan. Moving on to dashboards and reporting, there is one new feature that is general availability. Insights dashboards available by default in OneTrust 2025.05.2.0. You can utilize highly customizable reporting and analytic capabilities using Insights dashboards that are built through Power BI by Microsoft and embedded in the OneTrust platform to analyze data captured across various products throughout the platform. The following Insights dashboards are now available by default with the OneTrust 2025.05.2.0: Policy Management Dashboard and Audit Management Dashboard. In Data Discovery, there is one new feature that's general availability. It's the Iceberg Connector. You can gain complete visibility into sensitive data locations across your Iceberg ecosystem by continuously scanning and mapping Iceberg table assets. This real-time data inventory, combined with automated classification and lineage tracking, eliminates blind spots in your data landscape and ensures teams can confidently use data while maintaining compliance. In data mapping automation, there is one new feature that's general availability. It's add descriptions to assessment template tiles. Assessment template tiles that display on the launch assessment screen and on the assessment screen in the self-service portal have been redesigned to provide necessary context at a glance to help you easily differentiate between the various available templates. Each tile now includes a brief description along with labels that indicate the type of template and the current version of the template. By improving visibility of each assessment template's details, this enhancement reduces template selection errors and improves user confidence when launching assessments. This feature is also available in Incident Management. That is the one general availability feature that's also available in the Incident Management product. In IT and Security Risk Management, there are six new features that are general availability. First feature is Control Implementation Custom Workflows. You can create custom control implementation workflows using the Control Workflows tile on the Workflows screen. This feature allows you to automate processes, streamline ownership assignments, and define default workflows based on the needs of your organization. The second feature is workflow rules for control objects. You can configure workflow rules for control workflows to automatically advance the stages or change workflows based on event triggers and conditions. When you automatically advance through stages, you can set the workflow rules to run the current stage rules to provide more control and flexibility for the workflows. The third feature is routing rules for control objects. You can configure routing rules to automatically assign workflows upon the creation of controls. This functionality looks at the attribute values in newly created records and chooses a workflow that matches the defined value conditions. If no conditions match, the default workflow will be assigned. The next feature is stage rule controls for control objects. You can configure workflows to automatically generate an action upon stage advancement based on the details of the control. The following actions are available for stage rules: create task, send notification, update attribute, and launch assessment. Note, when seeded control workflows are cloned, the last stage rules are not carried over to the new workflow. The next feature is required control attributes to advanced stage. You can enable the set required attributes for this stage setting on the Stage Details tab of the Workflow Details screen to select the attributes required before entering the next workflow stage. This setting allows you to customize the title, guidance, and control attributes that appear on the confirmation modal. The final new feature here is Controls Workflow Comments. You can provide comments on controls workflow stages to collaborate with internal teams. This provides users an opportunity to add a comment before moving to the next stage. You can also mark if a comment is required before the stage can be advanced. In PIA and DPA automation, there is one new GA feature and one new public preview feature. The general availability feature is the same as the other one, where we've added descriptions to assessment template tiles. We won't go through the details again on that. The new public preview feature is approver-only assessment sections. You can specify that certain template sections are visible and can be completed only by designated section approvers using approver-only assessment sections. These sections support the same functionality as normal sections, including all question types, conditional logic, etc. Users must have the assessment can be approver permission to access these sections. In policy management, there are several new general availability features. The first is bypass organization structure setting. You can view documents in the document library regardless of your current organization level when the Show Documents to All Organization Levels setting is enabled. The setting can be configured when adding a policy, standard, or procedure to the document library or when publishing a new document. Changes to this setting can be tracked on the Document Activity tab and the new Visible to All Organization Levels attribute, which are dynamically updated based on the setting status. The next feature is Workflow Rules for Document Objects. You can configure workflow rules for policy, procedures, and standards workflows to automatically advance the stages or change workflows based on event triggers and conditions. When you automatically advance through stages, you can set workflow rules to run the current stage rules to provide more control and flexibility for the workflows. The next feature is required document attributes to advance stage. You can enable the set required attributes for this stage setting on the Stage Details tab of the Workflow Details screen to select the attributes required before entering the next workflow stage. This setting allows you to customize the title, guidance, and document attributes that appear on the confirmation modal. The next feature is document workflow comments. You can provide comments on policy, procedures, and standards workflow stages to collaborate with internal teams. This provides users an opportunity to add a comment before moving to the next stage. You can also mark if a comment is required before the stage can be advanced. And finally, the last feature is routing rules for policy objects. You can configure routing rules to automatically assign workflows upon the creation of policies, procedures, and standards. This functionality looks at the attribute values in the newly created records and chooses a workflow that matches the defined value conditions. If no conditions match, the default workflow will be assigned. In privacy notice management, there are three new GA features, and these are very similar to the ones before, so I won't go into all the details, but there is workflow rules for privacy notice objects. There is required privacy notice attributes for advanced stage, as well as privacy notice workflow comments. In third-party due diligence, there are two new general availability features. The first is watchlist tab pagination sorting and filtering enhancements. You can leverage the following watchlist tab pagination sorting and filtering enhancements to better organize watchlist data. View data in increments of 20, 50, or 100 rows of data per page. Sort data by watchlist type, name, from date, and to date. And filter data by from date, to date, and watchlist type. The second feature is the same as other ones, which is the add description to assessment template tiles. So I won't go into all the details of that, but that is the same as all the other assessment template tiles that are being added in the other products. Third-party risk management has two new general availability features. The first is auto-relate engagement risk for total vendor hierarchy risk score. Engagement risks are now automatically related to the parent vendor of the engagement. This helps drive a vendor's overall hierarchy risk score. The second feature is add description to assessment template tiles. This is the same feature that was added to all the products, so I won't go into the details for third-party risk management. And that wraps up all of the features for the 2025.05.2 release. Now we'll look at the 2025.06.1.0 features. Okay, starting with AI governance, there are two new GA features. The first one is reorder attribute options. You can reorder options for projects, modals, and data sets attributes that require a selection from a list. This new drag and drop functionality in the Attribute Manager lets you customize the display order of attribute options when managing records. Reordering is supported for system and custom attribute options with the following response types: single select, multi-select, numeric, single select. Second feature is one-time password for invited user. OneTrust has introduced a one-time password or OTP verification code process for invited users when accessing assessments in the OneTrust platform. Upon clicking the assessment link, invited users will be redirected to the OneTrust platform and prompted to enter a one-time password. Invited users should no longer forward the email notification that they receive with the unique assessment link to other email addresses and should instead explicitly add each recipient to the respondent field for an assessment within the platform. This feature adds an additional layer of security to reduce the risk of unauthorized access. In audit management, there is one new general availability feature, which is also the one-time password for invited users, and I'm sure we'll be seeing a lot of this throughout the release notes. In cookie consent, there is one new GA feature, which is Microsoft Consent Mode. You can now enable Microsoft Consent Mode when configuring geolocation rules to adjust how Microsoft tags behave based on the consent status of your users. This new setting allows Microsoft tags to dynamically adapt to your end user's consent preferences. In data discovery, there is also one new general availability feature, which is Databricks Connector for Unity Catalog. This feature is available only with new solution packaging. You can continuously scan and map sensitive data across Unity Catalog, delivering complete visibility across the Databricks environment. Different from our generic JDBC-based connector, this connector option in the Data Discovery Gallery ensures teams can confidently use data and maintain compliance by eliminating blind spots in your data landscape and creating a real-time data inventory when combined with automated classification and lineage tracking. In data mapping automation, the one general availability feature is the same, the one-time password for invited users, and also the same in incident management as well. There is one additional GA feature in incident management, which is dynamic incident notification enhancements, or DINA enhancements. New response options have been added to various DINA jurisdictions, and responses required to trigger guidance has been updated for all USA jurisdictions. New response options have been added for the jurisdictions below: California, Colorado, Connecticut, Florida, Mississippi, Nevada, South Dakota, and Puerto Rico. Responses required to trigger guidance have been updated for all USA jurisdictions, including the following US territories: Guam, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. Issues management has a few general availability features. The first is reorder attribute options. Again, this is the same as it was in AI governance, but I'll read the release notes. You can now reorder options for issues attributes that require a selection from a list. This new drag and drop functionality in the Attribute Manager lets you customize the display order of attribute options when managing records. Reordering is supported for systems and custom attributes options with the following response types: single select, multi-select, and numeric single select. Another feature that is general availability is updated issues management APIs. The following updates have been made to issues management APIs. The closed date string has been added to the response to capture the date in which the issue is closed. The minimum length of body parameters has been removed, and the maximum length has been standardized across all issues APIs. All issue APIs can be filtered by system and custom attributes available in the issue register. In IT and security risk management, there are three new general availability features. The first is score profile updates. You can now add response values for numerical single select question types in the score profile question builder when the enable score profile setting is enabled. With this enhancement, the values added will be used to calculate the assessment score profile. The second new feature is assessment risk rule updates. You can retain, unlink, or delete risks flagged on an assessment question based on previous responses. A notification modal now appears on questions with invalid risks that may impact existing records in the risk register due to changing answers on an assessment. The third feature is the one-time password for invited users. In mobile and OTT CTV consent, there is one new general availability feature, which is SDK Cookiepedia support. You can map Google Play SDK index categories to Cookiepedia categories when scanning mobile apps. This enhancement enables you to add new SDKs not yet classified by Cookiepedia without duplicating existing SDK classifications. Users can edit SDK categories on the categorizations screen. In policy management, there are five new general availability features. The first is bypass organization structure setting. You can view documents in the document library regardless of your current organization level when the show document to all organization levels setting is enabled. The setting can be configured when adding a policy, standard, or procedure to the document library or when publishing a new document. Changes to this setting can be tracked by the Document Activity tab and the new Visible to All Organization Levels attribute, which are dynamically updated based on the setting status. The second new feature is Workflow Rule for Document Objects. You can configure workflow rules for policy, procedures, and standards workflows to automatically advance the stages or change workflows based on event triggers and conditions. When you automatically advance through stages, you can set the workflow rules to run on the current stage rules to provide more control and flexibility for workflows. The third new feature is required document attributes to advance stage. You can enable the set required attributes for this stage setting on the Stage Details tab of the Workflow Details screen to select the attributes required before entering the next workflow stage. The setting allows you to customize the title, guidance, and document attributes that appear on the confirmation modal. The next feature is document workflow comments. You can provide comments on policy, procedures, and standards workflow stages to collaborate with internal teams. This provides users an opportunity to add a comment before moving to the next stage. You can also mark if a comment is required before the stage can be advanced. The final new feature is routing rules for policy objects. You can configure routing rules to automatically assign workflows upon the creation of policies, procedures, and standards. This functionality looks at the attribute values in the newly created records and chooses a workflow that matches the defined value conditions. If no conditions match, the default workflow will be assigned. In privacy notice management, there are four new general availability features, which are the same as we just went over in policy. The first one is workflow rules for privacy notice objects. Next is required privacy notice attributes to advanced stage. The third is privacy notice workflow comments. And the fourth is routing rules for privacy notice objects. In privacy rights automation, there is one new public preview feature that is translate data subject portal comments. You can click the Translate To button on the Request Details screen to translate comments into the current session language. This feature allows you to translate any comment on the Request Details screen not written in your current session language to the appropriate language. In Settings and Administration, there are three new general availability features. The first one is one-time password for invited users. The second one is multi-tenant email updates. Users that belong to multiple OneTrust accounts in the same environment, or multi-tenant users, can now update their email address in a single account and have the change apply to all OneTrust accounts associated with that user. Previously, email update requests for multi-tenant users would need to be individually updated in each OneTrust account, so site admins were required to reach out to OneTrust for assistance. With this feature, site admins can update multi-tenant users' email addresses directly within the platform, allowing them to perform this action without requiring support. The last new feature in Settings and Administration is login history retention. You can set a retention period for user login history records in the OneTrust platform using the new Edit Retention Period button on the login history screen within Global Settings. With this enhancement, site admins within the root organization can define whether to retain login history records for periods ranging from 30 days to 7 years, allowing them to manage these records according to their organization's compliance requirements. In third-party due diligence, there is one new general availability feature, which is the one-time password for invited users. There's also one new public preview feature, which is collaborator comments. You can add comments using the new comments link on the third party's details screen when viewing or managing third party records. This feature allows you to review and track all comments to enhance collaboration throughout the record lifecycle. Currently, comments are only available for users with the following assigned roles: TPDD Compliance Manager, TPDD Enhanced Due Diligence Requester, and TPDD Admin. In third-party risk management, there are a couple new GA features. The first one is Questionnaire Response Generation AI Document Scanning EU Release. You can now utilize AI-powered document scanning to import documentation and automatically complete questionnaires. This significantly reduces the time and effort required to manually respond to multiple assessments and ensures fast, consistent responses. An important note is this feature is only available for customers with the following environments: app-de, UAT-TE, and app-EU environments. And this is the same feature that rolled out to the AppUS environment a couple releases ago. It's just now available in these new environments, app-DE, UAT-DE, and app-EU. The second new feature is the one-time password for invited users. And the final feature in third-party risk management is reorder attribute options. This is the same as we covered earlier, where you can reorder single-select, multi-select, and numeric single-select attributes. In universal consent and preference management, there are a few new GA features. The first one is additional identifier login support for multi-identity preference centers. Data subjects can now log into multi-identity preference centers using their additional identifier, which functions identically to the primary identifier during login. This enhancement allows you to use an alias for authentication purposes without impacting user preferences or functionality, improving the user experience when interacting with preference centers. The second new feature and the final feature for this release and for this podcast is new dedicated Create Consent Receipts APIs. The following APIs are now available for use to create consent receipts based on consent traffic. These APIs are designed to streamline traffic flow, providing you with improved system modularity and stability, enhancing performance, and more efficient resource allocation. They are Create Consent Receipts in Bulk API and Create Identified Consent Receipts API. That's going to wrap it up for this week. Thanks for listening. I have got a product manager coming on for next week. Sohail Juma is going to come on and talk about the SOC 2 data import, the AI SOC 2 data import for third-party risk management, which we just talked about being released in the EU environment, and kind of how it works and answer some questions about that. We'll also get another product manager for the following week, and then we'll be back into another release. Again, appreciate your listening. Sorry for the break in podcasts. I've been very busy and traveling a lot, so I'm back in the saddle again, and we'll be creating these podcasts on a much more regular basis. Thanks again for listening. As always, if you have any feedback, please don't hesitate to email us at podcast@onetrust.com. Thanks again, and we'll talk to you next week.